Shalom and welcome to audio number 7. Wow, this audio is going to be quite hefty. Why? Because we are going to learn here a concept that you have in English, but for some reason I found some people are having a hard time with it. So why don't we start with talking about the first part of that vowel that is called shva or shwa. Now you can see that the vav is actually pronounced like a W. The shwa is actually a vowel that is no vowel. It actually tells you that the consonant that has that particular symbol says, hey, I do not have a vowel, therefore, stop. If you find me in the middle of a word, just stop. Stop, take a break, end of a syllable. Up until now, whenever you read a word that one of the consonants did not have a vowel, it was just sitting there empty with nothing underneath it. But now we are adding it to the word because this is how Hebrew is written and there are reasons for that. You will see later. Many people say, well, why don't you leave it empty like we have it in English? The word window, the N does not have a vowel. So we know naturally that we have to break it down to syllables. Well, you will see later on what happens if we wouldn't have that vowel. This lesson is dedicated specifically when the shwa, or in Hebrew we say shva, is found in middle of a word. Let's go to page 264, and I will be reading for you car names. Line 5. Mazda, Honda, Mercedes, Chevrolet, Infiniti. Line 7. Barbara, Sylvie, Andy, Dalia, Lydia, Alexa. Page 265, reading of Hebrew words. I'm going to read line 1 first slowly so that you can hear that I'm actually stopping. It's an end of a syllable. I'm closing my mouth. I do not move the consonant which has the shva at all. And then I move on to the next syllable. Line 1 again. Simla. Chul. Sa, ur, da, ach, la. I'm going to read the same line again and read it the way that you pronounce the words. Simla, hulza, urda, achla. Line 2. Bakbuk, naknik, arka. Achshav. Line 3. Mitzvah. Galmud. Harbe. Parpar. Line 4. Ivrit. Chufsha. Bizbuz. Mitriya. Page 266. I will be reading the whole paragraph. Watch out for the way I pronounce those consonants that have the shva, which means nothing. There is no vowel. You do not move your mouth while you pronounce the consonant. Vaydaber Adonai el Yaakov. Barchenu avinu kulanu echad. Elohei Yitzchak ve Elohei Yaakov אלוהי שרה, אלוהי רבקה, זוכר חסדי אבות, נפשי חמדה לדעת כל רז, כי נפשי תערוג לה, כי תראה כל מחשבת ליבי, הנה תיטב זמרת אנוש, ואני אשתחווה אחרא לפני אדוני. Lesson 36. Now what happens when you see a consonant with a shva in the beginning of a word? What do you do? Well, in English, many times you just blend it. But sometimes in Hebrew, when you have consonants that are far away from one another as far as where they are pronounced in the mouth, you have to give it a little a short. Page 269, there are a few examples that I will be reading for you. Lema, ve'ad, bechol, le'olam. Page 270, line 1. Mezuzah, mezuzot, bechol, ve'ahavta. Line 2. Ve'hi, le'isha, menorah, me'od. Line 3. Tfilah. You see that here it's easy to blend the taf and the fe. There's hardly any space between them. Tfi, tfilah, gvurot. But the next word, it's hard to blend it. You cannot say v. So you have to give it a little jolt, the hu, a little e, but it's not e like a regular e, it's a short e, the hu, the at. Line 4, le ima, le abba, le dod, medaber. Line 5, le shabbat, slicha. Here again you have the samech and the lamed are very easy to blend because you pronounce the samech with your teeth and the lamed with your tongue, and they are very close in relation to one another in the area of the mouth. So it's easy to say slicha. The next word, bracha, even that is easy to blend. Some people would say beracha, but it's easier to just say bracha. וילד. 6. בנבדה, לישראל, לקליפורניה. Page 271. Now, what happens when you have two shvas in the middle of a word? This is what is going to happen. The first one will be the stop, and the second one, you will read it as if it was in the beginning of a word. So beginning of a syllable as you start a new word. So how do we read the word rooster, which is the first word there? Tarnegol. I'll read it slower. Tar. Here is the first schwa. You stop. Tar. And the second syllable, negol. A little e. Negol. Tarnegol. The second word, yish. Meru, faster, yishmeru. Page 272. Let's go to line 2. Yishmeu, tismechi, yilmedu. Line 3. Tarnegol, machberot, nifleotai. Line 4. Tilbeshi, leshalcheni, לעבדני. I would suggest you go through lesson 35 and lesson 6 over and over and over and find words that have the shva and just practice it until you really feel you got it, you feel good about it. All right, so now we are going on to lesson 37. We have completed all the consonants and we are now about to learn the final letters. On page 276, you have the explanations, why, what's the purpose of the final letters. You have final mem. Of course, you will only see it at the end of a word. That's why it is called final. And I will be reading on page 277, line 2, gloom, broom, gom, sam, dam. Let's go to line 6. Dorm, dom, aim, fame, game. Page 278, reading of Hebrew words. Line 1. Maim, shamaim, olam, shem. Line 2. Sham, yeladim, agam, gam. Line 3. Sam, chum, adom, panim. Page 280, exercise 8. These are good words to know. I will read it for you. We'll start with 1 to 10. Yadaim, raglaim, einaim, oznaim, tzvataim, shinaim, ktefaim, birkaim, yereshaim, afapaim. Next lesson is the final noon. I'm going to go straight to page 290 and we'll be reading of Hebrew words. 1. Gan, ashan, chalon, aron. Line 2. Garon, ozen, ben, shen. Line 3. Noten, pan, gefen, ratzon. Line 4. Machon, even, shaon, bain. Lesson 39. We have the final chas that is final. Obviously, there is no vowel in it like the previous ones, but you will see that it also appears with a vowel a in it. What it tells you when you see it with the a vowel inside it, that it is a suffix. It tells you that something that has to do with your or you male. And when you look at page 297, you'll see that most of the translation has your in front of it. I will be reading page 297, line 1. Bincha, bitcha, avicha, bitech. Line 2. Toratech, toratcha, olamcha, amech. Line 3. Matzatech, mitzvatcha, chalatcha, mezuzatech. Line 4. Yadech, yadcha, avotayich, roshcha. And line 5. Melech, baruch, shlomcha, diskech. And lesson 40, the final tzadi. It should be really easy for you to pronounce because all TS sound combination in English are at the end of words. So it will be really easy for you. Page 306, I will read line 3. Votes, nights, tights, roots, pants, light, page 307, reading of Hebrew words, line 1, Ets, boats, nets, coats. Line 2. Kits, lets, rats, chets. Line 3. Rachats, erets, kibbutz, katsuts. Line 4. Nachuts, bachuts, chalutz, omets. And the very last final letter, which is a fey, fey sofit, final fey, page 313, line 4, leaf, puff, life, goof, loaf, diff, barf. Line 313, proof, aleph, golf, shelf, self, decaf, like decaf coffee. Page 314, reading of Hebrew words, line 1, sof, kof, kesef, af. Line 2, gus, magaf, hof, tof. We'll skip to the line 5, choref, daf, ayef, tzaf. Mazal tov, congratulations! You have completed all the basics of reading Hebrew, which are 31 consonants and 13 vowels, and now you know how you put them together, which is what reading is. Very, very well done for getting to this point. And the next audio is going to be the last part of this book. It's part 2 with special reading rules. I suggest you take the time to learn them, so you don't get confused when you see some things that are kind of strange. Again, mazal tov, and shalom, ve'lehitraot.